Vineyard.
Somos Viña.
We are Vineyard.
Welcome to the We Are Vineyard podcast, conversations to help us grow with Jesus and each other. For the final week of Advent, the leader of our Asian American Pacific Islander Association, Marianne De La Torre, will be sharing a devotion she's prepared on the theme of love. Following this devotion, we'll hear the song Go Tell It on the Mountain from Heaven and Earth, Vineyard Columbus's worship and songwriting community. Let's listen in.
Hello, Merry, Merry Christmas. Maligayang Pasko, as we say in the Philippines. This is Marianne De La Torre from the most beautiful state of New Jersey with this week's devotional on love. So I grew up in the Philippines, and no one does Christmas quite like my people. We start celebrating in September. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas has been on rotation for almost 4 months now. Filipinos love Christmas. I have such warm memories of Christmas time in the Philippines. It really doesn't hold a candle to celebrations here. Big family parties with fun games, carolers, karaoke, extended family, food, and even fireworks. And when I think about love and how it was expressed in my culture, it's so different from the American way of saying I love you. Growing up, it was expressed in these ways and not always verbally. It was in being together, spending time with one another, experiencing joy together. And while for my whole life there was this thing in me about how little the words, I love you, actually passed my parents' lips when it came to my friends whose cultures were more American than my own family, now that I'm older and maybe just a little bit wiser, I'd come to appreciate the showing rather than the telling of love that's been afforded to me in my cultural context my whole life. My Filipino friends and I joked growing up that our parents didn't know how to say I love you. They instead asked us, did you eat yet? Love was shown, displayed, and experienced, even though it wasn't talked about and expressly said out loud. I experienced it in the being with others, my family, namely. And even today, while we are getting better at saying the actual words, I love you, to one another, my siblings and parents' love language, so to speak, is more about showing than telling. Showing by being with. And isn't that what Jesus did? He is our Emmanuel. He is with us. He came to be with us. Matthew 1:23 says this, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. So please humor me right now. I am a kids pastor, and I just want to read from the Jesus Storybook Bible for one moment. Can you picture this with me? And there, in the stable among the chickens and the donkeys and the cows, in the quiet of the night, God gave the world his wonderful gift. The baby that would change the world was born, his baby son. Mary and Joseph wrapped him up to keep him warm. They made a soft bed of straw and used the animal's feeding trough as his cradle. And they gazed in wonder at God's great gift, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Mary and Joseph named him Jesus. Emmanuel, which means God has come to live with us, because of course he had. I love that. Sally Lloyd-Jones wrote, because of course he had. Like, of course, this is how to show love. He got near, he got close. How did God show us his love for us? He came and lived among us. He was and is with us. This is what we are celebrating in this Advent season. God is with us. 1 John 4:9 says this. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. How did God the Father show his love for us? He showed his love among us by sending Jesus, his only Son, into the world. This greatest gift of Jesus being with us, well, it's everything. It's love shown and not just said. actualized and not just spoken about. The gift of his being with us, not just loving us from afar. He entered our world in humility, in poverty, in great need, as a human baby of all things. Jesus didn't stop at just being with us, however. He grew in wisdom and stature, and ultimately in his great sacrifice for us, gave his own life. And when I think about God the Father letting his only Son love us in this way, I think about the sacrifice this must have been. The only thing I can equate it to is the love my mom showed us kids in her sacrifice of leaving my brother and I in the Philippines for years so that she could establish a home for us here in America. Can anyone out-sacrifice and out-love an immigrant mother? In my experience, no human can. As a mom myself now, decades later, I recognize how deep this act of sacrifice was, how my perception of abandonment in my youth was actually sacrificial love. And while my mom isn't great at saying, I love you, gosh darn it, she loved us deeply with actions and in truth. I think about how this separation must have torn at her and her mother heart. I think about God the Father and his love for his only Son. I think about Jesus and his sacrificial love for us displayed and acted upon on the cross. That's love. Listen, I'm all for the cozy, fuzzy feelings of Christmas. Do not get me wrong. There's so much nostalgia, right? We watch the movies, Elf anyone? We drink the right drinks and eat the right foods. We chase this quote-unquote Christmas feeling. Can you hear Nat King Cole singing Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire right now? But beloved, in thinking about and reflecting on the love of God in this Advent season, let's get beyond just the words and just the feelings this year. 1 John 3:18 says this about love. Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. I have a few things for us to think about. Number one, let's be with our Emmanuel, pastors and leaders. Are we able to receive this Christmas season? Can we lean into our Emmanuel? Can we simply be with Jesus as he has become Emmanuel, God with us? Can we receive this love in this season of what can be, if we let it, season of overwhelm and busyness? Or can we instead draw near to God as he has drawn near to us? His nearness is a gift that is for us all the time. Let's receive his love for us and allow the Holy Spirit to fill us as we anticipate and look forward to celebrating Christmas. And number two, from a place of receiving love, can we overflow love onto others? And can we get beyond just the words? Can we celebrate and honor the love of the Lord by truly loving others with actions and in truth? Sometimes, love is spelled T-I-M-E, time. Who do you need to be near in this season? Who do you need to be next to be with? Sometimes, usually, love moves us to action, right? Who can we love in a real, tangible way today? In the words of the great pioneers of CCM rap from the 90s, DC Talk, love is a verb. Please pray with me. Holy Spirit, we need you. Show us how to show up in love today. Help us to remember all that's wrapped up in that word, love. Help us to receive your word for us and be clear with us in the ways in which you are calling us to love others, in action and in truth. Thank you for your perfect love. In Jesus' most loving name, amen. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Go tell the world. Go tell the world. Go tell the world. Tell the world. Go tell the world. He is born. While shepherds kept their watching over silent flocks by night, Behold, throughout the heavens, there shone a holy light, and we sing, go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere, go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Oh,
As we celebrate our 50-year anniversary in the Vineyard, if you're interested in learning more about Vineyard history, there are plenty of resources for you. Check out our show notes for links to books, YouTube videos, and more to learn about Vineyard history and identity. And make sure to keep listening to the podcast this year for stories of Vineyard churches throughout the year.